sup, y'all? The whole crew is here, and what are we dishing about today on Dish Nation?
Hey, what's up? At 9 months pregnant, Kelly Rowland is keeping it tight and right.
Well, y'all, Kelly Clarkson reveals how Jennifer Love Hewitt showed her real love. Yeah!
And Arnold Schwarzenegger decides to terminate the coronavirus.
Uh-oh. Plus, later, I get to sit down with Gigi Townsend and Layla Odom to talk about their new TV movie, Salt and Pepper. But first, Heidi, what's going on?
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I know we are all around here pretty pumped up, and America's still pumped up about our new presidential administration.
Yes, yes.
But it seems as though, once again, The Simpsons predicted Kamala Harris becoming vice president.
No.
They've done it again. Now, they predicted this a long time ago. Check this out. It was in the episode called the Bart to the Future episode that predicted Trump's presidency, which was mind-blowing.
Okay,
it's never going to happen. And then
look
at the last 4 years. And Madam President was also predicted. Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States and wears a purple suit, just like Kamala Harris did at the inauguration.
Yep.
And with the pearls, they're here for calling Kamala Harris their Lisa Simpson, and they love it.
Listen, Heidi, I hate to be a party pooper, but on of the other ones, yes, it was pretty specific. They definitely were like straight on predictions. But in this case, all of them dressed like that. Like literally, they all had on these overcoats and like these cup neck shirts and pearls.
Yeah, that's true. But what about the purple suit?
Purple. But I think the purple suit is like, it just is very telling, unless the designer saw the episode and went, I'm going to go with purple. That's pretty close.
Yeah, but what about the South Sea pearls, honey? Everybody don't wear South Sea pearls. I mean, that was something different.
I think Kamala knew, and this makes her so fantastic. Like, this connects her even more to America.
Oh, hell
she
yeah.
She knew. This was a subtle, you know, fist bump to everybody going, you know what I'm doing right now, right?
And a fist bump to The Simpsons.
I agree with Gary. I think the pearls are more a distinction of she knew what she was doing as opposed to the purple suit.
I want an episode where they put up the lottery numbers and we all write them down.
Make sure we screen grab that.
Well, all right, so if you're looking for some motivation, look no further than Kelly Rowland, man. Because she's getting it together.
Woo!
At 9 months pregnant, Kelly Rowland is still keeping it tight. Now, yesterday, the single posted a video of her getting it in at the gym, belly and all, with the caption, just waiting on a little one.
It looks like Kelly Rowland has a medicine ball in her belly.
I know.
She looks amazing.
But look like she hurt
she's just
baby,
like me like
though.
That.
That's too much.
Oh, you look nice and tight everywhere else. Frank looks nice and tight everywhere else. Just gains weight in his belly.
All that whiskey and brisket, baby.
Mm. So this is how you wait on the baby to come? Like, okay, I had it all mixed up. I had a ham sitting on my breast, and I was laying on the sofa like a beach whale. So what the hell? She's going to make it fall out.
Kelly Rowland and I do have something in common. I am also eating for two, but I'm not pregnant.
I think we'd all agree that we're pretty amazed and inspired by this, but feeling a little lazy. If Kelly can work out with a huge belly, I think we all can. Right?
Motivation.
Yeah. Who's in?
I'm in.
Can we start in February?
That was pretty quiet.
I'm in.
Count me in, Frank. I'm with you, Frank.
Let's go.
So, Portia, is there a movement of mamas working out like that, Portia? Because now, Portia, you posted a video working out yesterday. Now, was it hard or were you out of breath? Tell us what happened.
Babe, I lost my breath like Destiny Child, okay? You remember that song, Can You Keep Up?
Yeah.
All right, y'all, so we gotta talk about another Kelly, poor Kelly Clarkson. So, she said Hollywood was full of mean people. Y'all remember back when she was on American Idol?
Oh, yes,
she said,
I remember.
In an interview with Jennifer Love Hewitt, the singer turned talk show host, talked about her first experience at an award show and said while everyone was really mean to her because she was on the competition show, that Jennifer was actually the kindest person to her. Take a look.
And people like were really mean to us because we're from a talent show and it was the first season. Like everyone was so rude to us. You came up to me and ran up to me out of nowhere. You told me, please keep the ones you love so close, and it'll end up being about a few people in your life, unfortunately, but this business can be really hard. And just remember to keep those people that really love you. And you just gave me this advice that was really, really kind.
See, that's just proof right there that you never know how your kindness is gonna help somebody or get somebody through. And, you know, I thought of you, Sherry, because I know you've told stories before in the past about Whoopi Goldberg being very kind to you, but do you remember even further back than that, somebody who really showed kindness to you in the beginning of your career?
Yeah, when I did a guest star on Friends, that was like such a juggernaut of a show, and everybody was so successful, and I was so intimidated. And do you know who came out? Jennifer Aniston came out, and she said, "Oh my God." And she was so sweet to me. And like all day, she's like, "This is where we eat. This is, she introduced me to everybody. Here's David Schwimmer.
Nice.
Here's,
that's
beautiful." She was really nice to me. I'll always remember Jennifer Aniston.
And Sherry, I'm such a big fan. I know you were Rhonda.
And these are real.
I remember when Brad first started on this show, and I was so nice to her. I was glad and welcoming to her, and, you know, trying to do good things.
Oh, you are such a lie. What? You were so mean.
You were horrible to Brad.
To me, trying to attack me. You were saying horrible things to me.
Honey, so much y'all talking about.
I remember when I started Dish Nation, and Frank would treat Heidi like crap, and he still does. So, it's still going.
I don't know what we're going to do about Frank and Heidi, but did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is just like us? That's because Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to terminate COVID-19. The former California governor, he shared a video of himself getting the vaccine, and he worked in a couple quotes from his movies. Check it out.
Put that needle down.
All done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
All right, I just got my vaccine, and I will recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
So y'all know, like, one of the lines, "Come with me if you want to live," is from Terminator 2, and put that needle down.
Oh,
that's a variation of a line from Jingle All the Way.
Gary, did you just mention the maid? Did you say he said "Where's the maid?"
"Come with me if you want to live, honey."
Gary, that's bad.
All right, check this out. Tracy Ellis Ross dad Bob Ellis Silverstein dropped this video on the gram as a tribute to his daughters, his grandchildren, and his ex-wife, Gary Diana Ross.
Yes, honey, yes.
Check it out. Now, he started off by saying, "Married Diana Ross 50 years ago today." Now, they were only married for about 6 years, and obviously they're still friends today, but it is funny to celebrate an anniversary when you're divorced.
You don't celebrate an anniversary.
Unless it's Diana Ross version.
But when you marry somebody that's notable like Diana Ross, that's kind of an accomplishment. Yeah, I would definitely tell people that. Like,
No, Portia, would you celebrate the anniversary of you and your ex-husband when it rolls around?
I've never been married. Never.
Huh?
What?
They weren't married.
What are you talking about?
Erase.
Winky.
But we know Sherry's been married. Sherry, are you keeping the calculations of how long you would have been married to your ex?
Yeah, do you do that?
The first one, husband one, it's been 3,309 days since we got married. Husband 1A. When I put husband 1A out, that was 2,213 days ago when I told his ass to get out of my house.
Still ahead, Kanye West is still upset with Kim Kardashian. We're going to tell you why. And keep in mind, Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Dawn. Scrub less with Dawn.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it looks like Kanye West has 99 problems, but his divorce to Kim is one, okay? Reportedly, the divorce drama between him and Kim will play out on the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Of course it is. Of course
and Ye is less than thrilled about it, y'all. Now, it's clear the Kardashians intend to go out with a bang, of course, but the word is everybody involved is on a non-disclosure agreement, so you know it's gonna be juicy. And the finale won't screen until later in 2020.
2021. So they gonna drag it out. What y'all think?
Of course they're gonna drag it out. The family needs a storyline, and this is the biggest storyline. So yeah.
Kanye did not know what he was getting into when he married the woman. He wrote the song, she was a gold. He wrote the song, she was a gold, and she wasn't busy with no broke. He did not know that.
It has been beneficial for both Kim and Kanye because it is taking Kim. It is taking Kim to another level of superstar. Right. And being with Kanye has put her there, and Kanye being with Kim has kept him relevant as well. So this has been a win-win. Now the season is over.
Win-win.
I think the relationship with Kim has hurt Kanye overall, especially with his black fan base. His music has gotten worse since he's been married to Kim Kardashian. And, you know, and if anything, Kim Kardashian benefited more from being aligned with Kanye than Kanye benefited from being aligned with Kim.
1,000,000% correct, Cut Crack.
Yes.
We can debate this all day, all night, and all year. So we're going to move on to all you Teen Mom 2 fans out there. Looks like Kaylin Lowry is clapping back at the mom shamers. So she revealed that, like most kids, one day her son would want to eat meat, other days he won't. So on this particular day, she decided not to pack the meat in his lunch. Well, it backfired because she claims that his teacher accused her of not feeding him enough because that made her feel judged, which is really interesting. What do y'all think about that?
Wow. I never had this problem growing up.
I think the teacher ain't got nothing to do with what she put in her kids' in her kids' lunch. That's her business.
Right.
No, it's not her business. It's that woman's business.
The teacher don't know what they eat.
If the woman found out about it, it was everybody's business. It was just her business. She would have kept it to herself. Nah, it's my business because I know about it. So that woman had a right. That child was underfed, and that was not a good look for that child.
That child was not underfed. That child probably had a healthy meal and no meat. There's no problem with that. Some kids don't have to always eat meat.
You need meat, honey. You got to have meat. I can't go without meat.
That's why you got that bag on your back.
You need meat.
You need meat, Gare. You love the meat.
Yeah, you need meat.
That's right, tender meat to be exact.
You know what? This ain't nothing but a case of a teacher who normally eats, who probably eats some of the kids' lunch, and she was like, oh, no, you did not pack my lunch. She was hungry. No, you did not just not pack my damn ham
sandwich. These teachers are out here starving.
These teachers are out here starving,
y'all.
She said, this ain't enough food for us. Okay, for us.
All right, you guys, so what do you do in your household to stay active?
Pretty much running around PJ all day long.
All right, well, let me tell you something about something you are probably all love. It's called Fight Camp. Fight Camp brings the boxing gym right to your home with a mix of cardio and conditioning for full body workout.
Boxing. Now, I've been wanting to punch some things lately. I'm going crazy in this house.
Well, you're not alone, Gary. You're not alone. Now, Fight Camp is made for beginners to experience boxers who want to box from home with new content being released weekly. From easy to advanced, and it comes with all the gear that you need to box at home. It's great for kids, and it comes with over 600 workouts and tutorials.
Okay, wait a minute. Where can I sign up?
Well, Fight Camp offers financing so you can pay over 24 months and get your new gym now.
What?
And Fight Camp offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/dish.
What?
That's right. Give Fight Camp a try, and within 30 days, if you don't love it, send it back and get a full refund.
Oh.
Fight Camp is the new way to work out at home and make a change and join the community that teaches you the art of boxing while following the most intense workouts that are quick as 15 minutes. To get free shipping on Fight Camp, all you got to do is just go to joinfightcamp.com/dish. That's joinfightcamp.com/dish. Now, coming up next, I got a chance to chat with Gigi Townsend and Layla Olam about their roles in the new Salt and Pepper TV movie. So come right back.
Hey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back to Dish Nation. We got two ladies who are playing one of hip-hop's biggest duos ever, the ladies of the new Lifetime movie, Salt and Pepper. Let's welcome one time Gigi Townsend and Layla Odom. What up, ladies?
Hi.
Now, Layla, for you, you're playing Pepper, the wild child of the situation. You know, did you have to dig deep to bring that, you know, that energy to Pepper's character, or is that kind of already sprinkled in you?
It's amazing because it's like, I am already the loud one. I'm already like the, like, let's get it started one. Like, that's already me. So it wasn't that far that I had to go for myself to play Pep. Like, when I met her, we just had like a soul tie. Somehow I felt like I know her. So if I know her, then I can play her.
So how much pressure was on it, you know, for both of y'all to play legends that are still alive?
It wasn't so much pressure, like they don't know who we are. you know, they were, like I said, they were the bosses. They were involved in it. They signed off on us. They okayed it. You know, there were moments on set where Pep was like, yep, that's Cheryl, in regards to something I said. I think it was more so comforting to have them as support versus the pressure.
I think having them on set, having them a part of the process just makes it, it just brings us closer to their story.
The looks that Salt and Pepper had throughout the years, iconic. Was there anything that they rocked or that you guys got a chance to rock in the movie that you would rock today in real life, 2021?
The A-ball jackets.
Those are
Yeah.
Right. I feel the same way. It's the jackets for us. It's the jackets that, like, that we really need. Like, I would be whatever age going to the supermarket. If y'all give it to me, I'll wear it for the rest of my life, I promise. Right.
I think the best way to keep this wardrobe, like in the time of COVID, anything you want on any future set, just cough on it twice in front of people. They'll let y'all rock out with it.
Right.
How long did it take y'all to get the Push It dance together?
Well, collectively, we did 6 weeks here of dance rehearsals before going to Toronto, and then maybe an additional 3 before actually starting our first day of shooting. But all I'm going to say is, y'all gonna be pleased.
Yeah.
If the trailer's any indication, y'all about to bring the heat all the way to the top, yo, for real.
That's what we should do, yeah.
If you could control Salt and Pepper, who would you have them do a song with in 2021?
Wow,
that's the best question that we've had ever. I'm gonna say just like, I would love to see them do something with Drake.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That would be good, right? Drake. But for ladies, I would love for them to do like just a mashup of like Nicki and Fox and Kim. Like, do that. Like, just do like a give flowers to every decade of the hottest rapper. Like, I think they should do that. That would be dope, in my opinion.
Love your energy. Keep it infectious. Keep shining, y'all, okay?
Thank you so much. Love y'all.
Peace and love, yo. Be sure you catch Salt and Pepper on Saturday, January 23rd at 8/7 Central on Lifetime. More Dish Nation on the way. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
So, y'all want to know what's worse than a woman scorned?
What?
Is worse to have a creative woman scorned. So in a now viral clip, at Holly Nicole is shown getting revenge on her cheating boyfriend by dumping glitter all over his carpets, his bathroom towels, rugs, sofa, and even in the man's shoes. She captured the video. She said, it's not Kia's car in 2021. No, it's glitter his everything 2021.
Wow. Cute.
Gonna look like he been around strippers forever.
I was a little bit more sophisticated. When I was going through a turbulent breakup, my friend was selling his house. So what I did was, my friend is a realtor, so I got some flyers, and we went to my friend's house, and I had them going because I played like I wanted to see the house, and I just put the flyers out in the house to let my friend know that I was their bastard. So now you better not act ugly with me anymore. And I was just
Okay.
Classic.
Oh, so flyers.
You left
did
pictures
it?
Of yourself around the house?
Yeah. I put some cute flyers to let them know.
What kind of flyer?
Now, I'm gonna tell you later, but anyway, child, because I don't incriminate myself.
Oh, it was nasty. Gary should just pay strippers that as he gave the house tour to people to pop out of each closet butt ass naked. That's all he had to do. A nice surprise.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.